At Baghdad University this week, students gathered for a protest. This was not about tuition fees or discontinued programs. The students were mourning the loss of another professor, gunned down by insurgents. According to a university tally, at least 130 doctors, teachers, and other professionals have been killed since the war began in 2003. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad with more.
An estimated 1,000 students rallied, or in some cases staged their version of a sit-in, to register their protest at one of the latest murders to hit Iraq's professional class. Biology professor Dr. Raad Al-Mawli was gunned down by unknown assailants last weekend. 22-year-old political science major Suad Mahdi said it's a deliberate attempt to kill or drive away the most educated Iraqis, a campaign many here feel is succeeding all too well, at great cost to the effort to rebuild Iraqi society after decades of dictatorship. Suad's eyes filled with tears as she pointed to the biology students wearing black for Dr. Raad, as family members would at a funeral.
Dr. Raad was a very noble man. My friends in the biology department say he was a very good teacher. His students wear black to show how much they are hurt by his death. It's a very hard to lose someone like him.
25-year-old Yasser Namir says losing Dr. Raad, the department head and the school's only specialist in plant physiology, is a big blow to the university. Namir is a master's student in chemistry, but he has to do his laboratory work off campus because the university's labs were looted after the war.
I buy all my own chemicals because the university lab is empty. The students learn all the theoretical material, but not the practical material because the labs are empty. This country is damaged, I swear. It's just getting worse.
Dr. Issam Arawi, a geology professor, says the pressures on doctors and professors are growing unbearable. In the 1990s, as UN sanctions squeezed Saddam Hussein, he says teachers' salaries plummeted, driving those who could to escape. Since 2003, he says the salaries have risen again, but kidnapping and murder sprees have become the norm. He runs down the names. Dr. Saad Al-Ansari, physics professor, killed last Thursday. On Saturday, Dr. Raad. On Sunday, Dr. Hakal Al-Musawi, consultant physician at the College of Medicine. Tuesday, two professors from the southern city of Basra.
What can I say? I am astonished why they are killing us. Who is killing us and why?
One of the late Dr. Raad's colleagues in the biology department, Dr. Sabah Nasser Alwich, has a theory. He says, first of all, everyone in Iraq is a potential target these days. But when it comes to these university murders, he suspects a fanatic breed of fundamentalist, people who feel threatened by science, by modernity, by the opening of minds in Iraq.
And here now we can hear about everything in the world, because as you know, before we couldn't, and there is no satellite, no computer, nothing. So now they feel that teachers are very dangerous for those people who are ignorant.
The professor is careful not to limit his suspicions to Islamic fundamentalists. Keeping a suffocating grip on information and knowledge can be the hallmark of a secular dictatorship as well. But as verses from the Quran were sung in memory of Dr. Raad Al-Mawli, prayers went up for an end to the murders that people here say are depriving Iraq of its best and brightest just when they're needed most. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.